This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
As a Gen Z, millennial, or a nagfifiling millennial, browsing through social media has really provided a quick escape from everything. From your akads, work, and basically life in general, it really helps break free from stress and the negative vibes. With Globe Prepaid, you can now connect, share, and react more with its Go Plus offers. With just 99 pesos, you can continue browsing and surfing through the internet wherever you go. Go Plus 99 Go Share offers you 610GB of data that you can use to browse Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or even Kumu and House Party for 7 days. To register, just dial *143 # on your mobile phone or download Globe One app or GCash to enjoy the promo. Browsing through social media is now much better with Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99. Register now!
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey everyone, welcome to Kwentuhang Pilipina. If this is your first time hearing about us, we are a podcast and a community that aims to be a safe space para makipagkwentuhan sa iba't ibang Pilipino sa buong mundo. I am your sunshine Cleo, but you can just call me Cleo. I'm the founder of Hiraya Pilipina and your host here at Kwentuhang Pilipina. For today's episode, I am excited to dive into music. It is actually our first time here in the podcast to talk about music with singer-songwriter Denise Lau. So Denise is an OPM artist who has been featured in many online articles and even variety shows. She recently released her new single, Overthink. So, without overthinking, let's welcome her in our kwentuhan. Hi, Denise. Welcome to Kwentuhang Pilipina.
Hi. Can I just say you're such a ball of sunshine? Like, now I'm just so freaking. Nakahawa yung happiness ko na.
Aww. That's a great way naman to start the kwentuhan.
Yes.
So, before we dive deeper into music and into the passion, no? Let's just start with a little icebreaker. So, okay. Are you ready with Never Have I Ever?
Dun, 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 dun. Yes. Walang drinks. May drinks. Like, yes. Never have I ever. Ah, okay. Let's hydrate. I have water. I'm ready with my water.
And also to our listeners right now. So, for the first one, Denise. Never have I ever wanted to pursue a different profession or passion other than music.
All the time, because I have a triple life. Like, I also run a podcast. I do marketing. Like, I have my own mini company marketing. But you know what? For a person, I don't know if people have 16, they do the 16 personalities thing, but I'm an ENFP. And I always say that, you know, they want to be a chef while being a pilot, while being everything else. And I'm always kind of like looking microscopically on everything. Like within music, I would think maybe I should just be a songwriter. Maybe I should just be a singer. Maybe I should just play the triangle. And, you know, it's fun. So I always think of a what if. Like, what if I serve coffee and that makes me happy. And so I'm always curious about everything, actually. So yes, I've always thought of everything else, being everything else in this lifetime.
Wow.
That's beautiful. And I actually resonate with that. So you are also multi-passionate.
Yes. Oh, I love that term, multi-passionate.
Yeah.
It's the first time I hear it. I've heard of multi-potentialite, but multi-passionate, that's really nice. I'm going to use that too one day.
Yeah. I really resonate with that, Denise. For the second one, never have I ever received a comment like, quote-unquote, walang pera sa passion-passion na yan.
All the time.
Ooh. Can you tell us more about it?
All the time growing up, I guess, because I grew up in a conservative household. So, you know, my dad would sometimes comment, alam mo, nagkakaroling ka lang. Mm-hmm. You know, he would say, you have to study. The love for music started as early as like, siguro 8. So what I do is my mom would slid me out and allow me. She'll be my first customer sa caroling sa Christmas, mm-hmm. di ba? Pag Christmas, yan.
Yeah. Maraming
ako, excited ako. Tapos like, my mom would give me that money and then my dad would always complain sometimes na, oh, you should focus on school. You should focus on ganyan. And sing on the side. Mm-hmm. So, I feel like there's that. But you know, my dad loves me. Ano lang talaga. Parang, it's just like the small things siguro na generally society feels that practicality is much more important. In a way, they feel like there's that art is a nice to have.
Okay.
In general. Diba? Diba?
Yeah.
But then, sabi nga nila, you know that meme that's very viral that, you know, if you don't value art, then how could you live a life without movies?
True.
Diba?
Yeah.
Just sit on a jeepney and wait. And then just, you know, could you really stay nang wala yung tugs-tugs ni kuya sa jeep, diba? Imagine, 1 hour. Kapo ka nang wala kang tugs-tugs na remix ng a million things. So, kahit cafe. Like, imagine a quiet cafe without that, you know, parang calming music to go with your journaling. Parang life would just be so much something else. And so, I feel like it springs from that naman, that people feel like it's siguro more of entertainment. But what they realize is it's equally important so that you could do something else. You need that balance. Eh. And artists serve that other side, that color. We add a little color. Like the rest, also important professions, diba? Mm-hmm. Put in the lines, make the foundation. But artists, we bring in the color. We make it, you know, we make it livable. We make it a bit, you know, just colorful or whatever, but it brings us to living a little better. Oh, that's how I feel. So I feel like yun lang naman yung kaya many people say it, even if they don't mean it, because they feel like it's an extra when it's not extra. It always goes hand in hand with everything, like our walls, the notebook, diba? The design of this laptop, this mic, and how corrugated the foam is. Everything has detail, and I think that's artistry. So yun. Dang sinabi, no? Never have I ever forever.
I love it. I am just listening intently while you express your passion for art and how much you believe in it. So I feel like nagre-reflect din yun hanggang sa listeners natin right now. So for the third one, Denise, never have I ever wanted to give up on music.
Maybe not give up on a life level, because it's been with me since like forever, like okay. Since 9 ata or 10. It's not an option to give up on it on life, though doing it, sharing it with other people, like releasing music is different from writing music for me. Like writing music is something I'd probably do until I'm 90 because I need it to heal, to grow, to document my life, but sharing it with people, yes, I have thought about it a lot of times because I feel like, is it really necessary? Maybe the purpose is served the moment I write it, diba? That I don't need that level of sharing to others. Yun. When it gets tiring, because as an indie artist, you do everything. So, parang, syempre, isip ko, do I need this stress? Or is it, am I happy already writing this and it's done, diba? It brings me happiness. Ganun. So, yun. Yes, I do have thought about it. I do quite think about it a lot, especially when it's getting hectic, you know, everything's going all sideways. Pero every time I end up thinking, this is actually, I'm really blessed to be able to do this and enjoy it while doing it, because I think not everybody has that privilege to enjoy music and not be pressured to reach a certain achievement. So yeah. So yes, that's the very long answer again to my never have I ever. You know, if hindi pa ako lasing dito, this is just really me drinking with water on the side. Yung nakakatawa. Okay, game.
Yes. I'm glad na you mentioned that you were an indie artist, because just for everyone's knowledge, no, yung kapag indie music, correct me if I'm wrong, this is any music na produced independently from corporate music labels. So ikaw yung nagproduce lahat. Is that correct?
You know, I actually also have a question about it, in a sense that I've noticed lately there have been playlists that say indie music when the artist isn't really signed, is already signed to a label, diba? So, So I guess indie is also a certain sound for a certain demographic. Okay. But I guess with me, when I said indie earlier, it's really independently producing.
Yeah.
Meaning I am not part of an established label or like an independent label too. At least in my case, it's literally indie. Like, as in, I really do almost everything with me and my friends lang. Like I collab with my friends, we have fun, we shoot, and yeah.
Okay, so let's use that definition for this episode, no? Na yung indie artist, kapag binabangkit natin, it is someone who produces their music, like Denise, independently talaga. Because related na dyan yung aking next question, or aking first question, no? So, Denise, what was life like for an indie artist pre-pandemic? I'm curious.
Pre-pandemic, actually, it was fun. Because personally, I was shocked that there were so many, as in so many publications, media spaces for artists to share without connection. So you've mentioned earlier that I was featured on a lot of variety shows and stuff. And, you know, those were cold emails. Like, I was really curious. Like, I emailed, hey, and when I emailed them back before I released Just Got Home, so that was maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks before Just Got Home, I emailed them and said, hi, I'm Denise Lau. I'm an independent artist. I have no Facebook page yet. It will be launched on this date. Imagine, I have zero followers because it doesn't exist. And I said, I hope you get this chance to listen to my song. And I hope that you give me a chance to be featured on your page if you like the sound of the song. Because I didn't, you know, I knew that, syempre popularity contest is a different thing, and maybe I don't have that energy, diba, to go with the trend. So, alam ko na. So, parang I emailed with that intent na I really want to be featured for my music and find the people who would appreciate it without any qualifications, I guess.
Yeah.
And you know, they say that you email 100 people and one or two will reply, right?
Yeah.
I was really lucky because when I emailed like maybe 20 people, like 15 responded.
Wow.
Parang, tas like, and all of those, I didn't have a page. But I did do like a deck because I'm also like a visual artist on my own. So I wanted to show them like a full storytelling, that this is my intent, this is my message. This is a lot of these are everything that's in my brain and what I want to share and how I want to share it. So these, I'm shocked, like maybe 3 radio stations played it and I didn't know any of them. Like literally, like a random station manager would email, hey, we like your song, we're gonna run it on air at this time. And I was like, okay, I'm shocked. And then there's this media who would reply, oh, nice song. Sure. And then they'd review it seriously. And when you Google it, like Denise debuts or first single, it's so weird because all of a sudden it seemed like a well-orchestrated plan when I just really asked people what they think. And I said, even if you don't feature this, it's okay because I'm a newbie artist. So I know I have a lot to grow. And I'd love to hear what you liked and you didn't like about the song so I could improve on it next time. Ganun kahawa email ko. And I just said, you know, I'm just trying out. I'm not even sure if I'm going to release a second one. And, you know, and maybe it was a sign that they responded because it's a way for the industry to, in a way, tell me that, hey, we can't wait for your next one. So we're featuring the first one. So So I was shocked because, of course, as an indie person, I started with open mics in the busking community. And I would always hear that they would say, oh, that person got featured because of connections, because they're rich or because of whatnot. So, of course, I'd have that impression too, that only the rich and connected or the amazingly, technically amazing musicians could get there, right?
Hey, Boss Besties! Yun ang official naming tawag sa inyo, pati sa ating lumalaking community. Kaya, kamusta? Did you allow yourself to rest today? What act of self-care have you done lately? Kasi, Boss Besties, mental health is something so taboo, yet so important. That is why as we welcome the Mental Health Month, let us advocate for our valid thoughts and feelings through the statement tees and tote bags from Hiraya Pilipinas' newest mental health collection. A percentage of our profit will be donated to our chosen NGO that provides premier mental health services. Let us heal our energy and take off one self-care act today by indulging in premium products available on shopee.ph/hirayapilipina and www.wearhirayapilipina.com.
So, it was heartwarming. I mean, I don't know who else is listening, but I'd like to tell you guys that, you know, just send that email. Because shockingly, like, you know, for example, Wish, I didn't know anyone. I would just email Wish, as in they have this generic email.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure if I could announce it here, but if you text them or if you do landline calls before the pandemic, they would say, oh, just email your song submission to ganito. And then they would reply. So as an indie artist pre-pandemic, in a way for me, it was easier because I could call via landline.
Mm-hmm.
So if I really want to be on a station or if I really want to be on a page or be noticed, and I know because I work in marketing that you get 100 emails and sometimes you don't get to reply to even the best proposals because you were busy that week. So it's not also, I mean, I don't take it against people who can't reply to me because I'm sure they're going through something else. So I used to call like landline levels, like per day I'd have this, okay, today this station, I'm going to target calling two stations.
Yeah.
And then when they pick it up, say, oh, who are you? Sometimes they would ask, oh, so how many followers do you have? Like, did your song chart? And I'd say, hindi po. Sorry, but, pero pwede po magpadala lang ng email? Gana? Like, sino po, kanina ko po address? Isuot ko pa yung name? Sabihin ko, ah, sige po, how do they want to be addressed? Do I call them, sir? Yung mga ganong things. And, mahanap ko sila. So ngayon, after the pandemic, it's a bit harder because everybody's working from home, right?
Oh.
So it's all through the email. So you can't really call and hope someone picks up and then pin someone down and say, I sent an email po. It was sent 2 days ago. Like, anong date hahanapin pa nila? Kaganon sila before.
Yeah.
You get a better chance na, ah, hindi pa pala na-open to. O, diba? So sometimes, some artists do feel like they're rejected because they feel like they're small. But to be honest, it's just that someone was really just so busy, swamped with work, trying to make, you know, money. And they couldn't, they weren't able to see that email. And sometimes you just need to push it. So pre-pandemic was a bit easier because I got to see the people and thank them personally, face to face, and say, thank you po for listening to my song. Thank you po for giving me a chance. What do you think po? And you'll see it on their faces that, oh, I like this song. Okay, ito, mas gusto ko to, mas ano ako, mas araw at buwan ako, then just got home, mas minito ako, then ganito, diba? Ibang-iba kasi yung mga songs ko eh. But now, during the pandemic, it's different. So yun, ako, I love pre-pandemic indie life. There are also bars. So parang if the media don't wanna open, if the media don't have slots for other artists, or may mga genres na medyo obscure, or mas experimental music, before, there were prods eh, who would accommodate. Alam mo, may mga cool prods that would just allow anyone. Alam mo yun?
Wow, yeah.
Sulit mo lang yung kamay. Just write your name and we'll give you 2 song slots.
Mm-hmm.
So, I do that a lot too. To practice. Like, bago ako. Like, alam mo yun, kasi walang tao masyado.
Mm-hmm.
So, you could make mistakes or you could play out like how you wanna play the song.
Mm-hmm.
So before, maraming options for indie artists na may space ka din to make mistakes. Kasi may mga small venues that encourage that eh. So, medyo sad lang now because of course, the pandemic, a lot of these amazing places have closed, diba?
Mm-hmm.
But it was, there was always space for a starting artist before the pandemic. Yeah.
Denise, from what you said, no, I really like that you mentioned na you just cold emailed 100, ano yung yeah, cold emailed almost 20 above random shows and stations, and most of them responded back. Alam niyo, I think that is the impact kapag ikaw talaga yung mismong maglalagay sa sarili mo out there to grab the opportunity. And hindi yung hinihintay mo pa na mag-reach out sila sa'yo. Because sometimes life doesn't work that way. Sometimes you have to really put yourself out there and grab that opportunity by your hand. And I admire that about you. I love that story.
Yeah. Yun talaga eh. Parang, siguro ako, what I love about doing this music thing is no hard feelings. Kasi, diba, you've listened to my songs, parang iba-iba siya. Like, you know, we're gonna talk about sobrang random, diba? Parang, so, if I even within my circle of friends, one would say, I hate overthink. It's too happy for me. Ano yan? You know people who would hate this song, right? And there are people who would say, I don't like Just Got Home. It's a bit too repetitive. You know, I wrote one, parang hindi catchy. Parang kulang ng singability. Ganun. I have friends who would tell me those things. But these are the same friends who would say, I stan overthink. I love Just Got Home. Alam mo yung another song.
Yeah.
Within my same circle. So imagine feeling bad because one song wasn't picked. Like, for example, Magic. I wasn't played on Magic until like my fourth single, Umaga. And I wasn't expecting Umaga to be one of those songs to be under Fresh Finds. I was expecting Just Got Home based on maybe the vibe of the station. And Umaga was last because Umaga is very OPM, very mental health, diba? Hindi naman siya masyadong hip eh. Pero siya yung nakapili. Diba? So what are the odds? But I just emailed even if I wasn't sure that the song would fit. Because sometimes their station, their rules. So I can't predict that for them. I can't tell the choir, kahit your podcast, I can tell you na, you know, you should feature me because you feature that other girl. Like, I have more followers. Parang ganun, di ba? Parang, we all have our reasons and in life, we have to respect it. So I feel like knowing that and siguro being able to work in marketing in the past, knowing the decision-making process behind, I know it's never really anything personal.
Right.
So meron lang akong default mode na I send it to all, I post it publicly, I show it to all, and then let the people who appreciate the sound gravitate back to you and then love them back so much that you work with them towards building whatever you have there. Kasi yun, yung rule ko eh, like, I only work with people who like the song. So for example, if I have friends who hate a certain song and then love nila isa, so magkukulab, dun sila sa love nila, di ba? Para adot, alam mo yun? Tapos no hard feelings. Parang, yeah. Gee, ganon. Oh, yun. So yun, yun lang.
Alam mo, hearing all your songs, actually, hearing all your songs today, no, iba-iba nga talaga siya. And I think our listeners should really listen to your songs as well. And gaya ko, I feel like Just Got Home really resonated with me. The message is beautiful. I find the message beautiful. Ang ganda ng different perspective shifts na nasa lyrics. Because nasa tao, totoo nga na yung art, it's in the eyes of the beholder. It's in the ears of the beholder for music naman. So, I'm really glad na you have this mindset na kumbaga, you put it out there and then you let the people who appreciate it gravitate the same energy back to you. That's a really beautiful mindset, Denise. So,
super natatouch ako na you love Just Got Home. Team Just Got Home. Like, my friends kasi ako na Team Just Got Home. They would say, Just Got Home pa rin. Nakakatawa. But yeah.
Iba-iba ng team. Okay, so now Denise, I do ask, no, was there any moment when you felt like you wanted to give up sharing? Kasi sabi mo na kanina, you have this moment that you wanted to give up sharing your music to other people. But right now, you just released Overthink. So, I want to ask, what kept you going despite that confusion?
Kasi siguro, Okay, when I released Just Got Home, I didn't want a music career. The funny story is, the reason why I don't even have a proper stage name, that my name there is Denise Lau and my real name in real life is Denise Lau, is because when we were deciding, I said, you know what, why make a stage name? It's not too serious. Like, parang that time. So, parang in my head, pag gumawa kasi ako ng stage name, parang may branding na, may persona yung persona yon. And I'm like, you know what, I just really wanna test it out. Kasi, I've shared this story before, but dati naman kasi okay lang ako with just writing songs. So for example, Just Got Home was written 2015 pa. Overthink is also the same year. Okay? And Umaga is like last year. So makikita may difference of writing na. Like this, what I'm talking about now is Denise 5 years ago eh. But parang one of my mentors told me na it's not a full song until you've finished the arrangement and released it. Which is something I was always curious about. So I stopped work kasi in 2019 because I got burnt out from work. And I just felt a bit lost if I'm still serving a bigger purpose in life. So during that time, I took a break and then I didn't want to rot creatively. Mm-hmm. So I said, sige, why not? Habang nagkakuhan mali ako at nagtatanong ako, this is spark joy, this is not spark joy. Manggal na ako sa bahay, nilinis ko ng kwarto ko. And sabi ko, what if mag-release kaya ako ng single as a personal project? So when I released Just Got Home, it was healing time for me. And I just, kasi I was a marketing consultant. Parang I was a hype person. But more business marketing. Okay. Na parang I didn't want to lose the marketing thing pa kasi I wasn't decided if I want to switch. So what I did was, sige, what could I, parang I had doubts if I was a good marketer. I had doubts if I was just at the right place at the right time. Mga ganun. So sabi ko, you know what, sige, let's market the hardest thing to market, which is yourself. Because you'd cringe. I mean, I really hated.
True. Yeah, diba?
Parang, how could you post about yourself? How could you tell people that, diba? Kasi, when you market, like, for example, this coffee cup that I have, when you market this, you could say, you could look for like the greatest things in it. Like, this is bright yellow. The doodles are very personal with making you feel at home. Yeah, like start your coffee with like something more colorful. Ganyan. You could easily look for the best things and sell it to people and believe in it in the process. But if it's you, when you sell yourself in a way, sell quote unquote, sell yourself, if you look at you and now you're forced to kind of like, so what's good about you? And I was going through therapy. I was going through anxiety. And I was overweight. I had hormone problems. I had so many things. And I didn't really love myself that time. So I felt like, okay, sige, maybe I should, number one, answer that question, what it's like to release a full song. And then number two, how do I heal while going through this and not pressure myself? So I worked with my closest confidants, my best friends, and you know, only the people who I know would accept me and my insecurities and listen to me tell me I'm fat in that picture. I think I sound too shaky. I think the song is like, you know, baka okay na, wag natin ilabas. And these people know me, so they could listen to that Denise every day. But publicly now, okay, on the next stage, what is there to love in this song? So hard. What is, why should you listen to this than, you know, that other indie artist that I also love, like my friends who are also playing? I think, minsan mahirap yun na, like, you know, I have friends who I feel like, nung di rin ako super healthy space, na parang, are better than me, tapos na-feature ako. So parang, I kind of feel bad, na parang, hala, parang, i-push ko rin kaya sila. Alam mo yun? Kasi parang, may ganun ding insecurities eh. So, as a marketing person, back then, it was really a self-love challenge to market myself. So, kaya hindi ganun ka-serious yung stage name thing. I didn't know. Like, naka-issue lang kami at some point kasi parang like, alam mo yun, Denise Lau. Tapos like, pag ginugunan mo talaga, hindi yung pangalan ko, yung address ko. Parang, oh my God. Pero alam mo yun, hindi ko siya naisip, di ba? Parang, akala ko exercise, hindi ko naman in-expect that 2 years after, now I have a healthier space na sure now na I want to keep on releasing. So, yun. Parang feeling ko before when I started, it wasn't really, I don't have a goal. The goal was to find out answers. Mm. And then find out how it feels.
Okay.
So when I released it, and all my friends supported it. And then people I don't know understood the message of the song and has been sharing things that they felt. I feel like, okay, this is quite fun. And I do feel fulfilled. I can't really put a word to it right now, but I do feel whole doing this.
Wow.
And, diba? Parang, so I feel like, yun nga, yung sharing music, given that I'm a marketer, if you look at my releases, it's a package deal. So, for example, We Just Got Home, there was really a story there that Denise just got home to her music. And as a marketing creative, sa creative side kasi ako marketing. I mean, I said kanina business, but mga corpo kasi yun eh. But I was more of the creative campaign person. Mm-hmm. There's art in sharing a story. There's art also in how you deliver it or package it. And I realized that I thought it was vain.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Kung start, kasi parang nahiya ako. Parang pa-K-pop naman to. Pa-release ko, pa-teaser-teaser pa ako. Ganun. Kasi fan din ako ng K-pop eh. I enjoy that eh. I enjoy the hype.
Yeah.
Alam mo yan? Mm-hmm. Ano saya kaya magka-light stick anyway. So, parang, nung ginagawa ko siya, syempre yun yung parang standard ko in my head, di ba? And then I realized, kasi I've done a release din, like a few, kwari Umaga, I wasn't able to really package Umaga. Kasi it won a contest, di ba? So, it's out there na. Tapos like, since it won, I released it. Tapos, yun, it fizzled out. There's an incomplete part of me as an artist because it's not end-to-end. Parang there's something na nawala. Parang like, feeling ko, parang I could talk about this in 10 million ways. So, parang siyang mixed media
okay.
on a multiverse form for me. I released the audio and then artistically, I'm gonna express the same message on different ways. In the different ways I can. So, for example, when you look at Breathe, there are dancers on the videos. Mm-hmm. The audio is, everything I placed there was me and about, like, I'm not sure if you've heard Breathe, but the birds there were actually the real birds from my phone when I wake up one morning.
Wow.
And I heard the birds because not all the time I hear the birds. I'm always going through anxiety. It's all always so noisy in my head. But mm-hmm. one morning, I just felt, wow, I'm calm. I heard the birds and I got my phone and I said, I want to remember this, that the birds are here, that I'm here. I don't know, not every, we could not always say that, but that we're here.
Yes, when yes. we're here. We're in the present.
And much like taking photos, sound kasi for me is a way to capture a memory. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to remember those birds that I heard you so clearly today
wow.
because I had nothing in my brain except you. And I'm so happy that I heard you. So Breathe, it's there. And the old piano of my dad, being off tune. So sa Jayon, it's a 70, 60-year-old piano. And it's down there. My dad has passed away na kasi. But, you know, he has a photo playing it. And I wanted family there. I wanted the imperfection there. That specific sound that was passed down to me. Mm-hmm. I want it there. So everything is really intentional. So even with Overthink, the colors, it has always been planned. You know, the toys I've had them for a year. Because whenever I buy, this is so Overthink. And I'd buy and I'd put it down. These sunglasses, these things. Everything is it's like a 3D, 4D journaling for me. You know, when you journal, Mm-hmm. Like you put in the tickets, you put in the colors, you use crayons, you use ganyan, and then you have like the sound or they put lyrics in. I feel like releasing music is a multimedia expression for me.
Mm-mm.
And it just took me out. It took me a while to accept that. Because before this release, eight months akong hindi nag-release eh. Because I thought, okay lang sa akin na mag-drop lang ng music. But then I realized, okay, now I understand what kind of art I enjoy. The art of storytelling talaga and not just
art
through audio.
Storytelling.
So yun. So, to answer the question, nakakatawa, diba? Yes, I thought about stopping sharing. And then I realized that sharing it itself is art, which wasn't my mindset before. I always thought it was just me giving my best and me being fascinated and me trying things out. Mm-hmm. But I feel like right now, sharing is part of the artistry.
Yeah.
How I post, how I express, what I choose to show is intentional and is enjoyable up to a certain point. So, parang ganun siya.
These days, the best way to relax is through social media apps like Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. Sobrang fun niya kasi! Because you see different people, stories, and opinions. And you know what I think? That is beautiful! Speaking of social media, did you know that with just 99 pesos, you can now have so much fun with it? With Go Plus 99 with GoShare, you get a total of 16 gigabytes of data. That is 8 gigabytes of all sites to do what you need and 8 gigabytes of data for apps that you love. You also get unlimited texts to all networks valid for 7 days. Register to Go Plus 99 via new Globe One app, GCash, or dial *143# hashtag on your phone. Browsing with Globe Prepaid means breaking free from stress. So register to Go Plus 99 GoShare now.
I really resonate with that because I started YouTube when I was like 14, and I can relate na how you choose to show it to the world is such a beautiful art, and hearing their response back is also amazing. Thank you for sharing that, Denise. For our next question, it's related to the industry that you're in. So I want to ask, how do you stand out personally? How do you stand out in a saturated industry from your perspective?
I think you stand out when you have a vision. Regardless if it's like a personal vision. Kasi feeling ko standing out is hard. Because standing out, personally, I feel like wouldn't make you feel happy. Because it would add pressure to being a certain way.
Right.
Parang I've said this in one parang conversation na, you know, parang to intentionally want to stand out is to do things that are based on what other people think. So for example, if you go to a room, diba, parang I've mentioned this before, that if you go to a room in a party and your goal is to stand out, the reason why you're gonna wear another color, so everybody's wearing black and you wanted to wear black, but you're gonna change to white or yellow or pink or whatever, is because you wanted to stand out. So your reason for wearing that isn't true to yourself, isn't something that would make you happy. Mm-hmm. The reason is because of everybody else. So I feel like choosing to stand out is kind of like a delikadong position. But though, if I'm going to comment on like a more technical aspect, I feel like those who have stood out were those who stayed long enough to stand out. For example, like I've heard stories of Ben and Ben, like within circles, na parang they weren't like immediately, diba? They've had a duo version, and then did they stop diba? They could have thought na ito na yun, diba? That they're big enough or like SB19, diba? Like initially may hesitation ng start when they released, but they never stopped. They just focused on themselves and not really changed much. Recently, I've had an interview with Sir Noel Cabangon, and he won like an Awit Award at this age. And yung mga kasabayan niya, Moira, ganyan, ganyan. And then when you listen to his music, it sounds very Noel Cabangon, like from before pa rin. And he could say that I would stand out if I go a certain way, but I feel like just being there, alam mo yon, and
showing up,
walking on your lane, parang like walking on your lane and like, parang you won't get to 10 kilometers if, ano yun, eh, parang race, fun run, di ba? Hindi lahat kaya mag 42K. Sobrang dami nyo sa 3K, sa 5K, and then kukunti sa 10K, sa 21 kilometers. And then pagdating mo ng 42, sobrang ilan na lang yung full marathoners. Sila yung nagsistand out. Kasi nagfizzle out talaga eh at the end of it.
I love that metaphor. Mm-hmm.
So I feel na to stand out is to stay longer or stay out, like stay within your lane and just keep on going. Ganon. Kasi, yun nga, the right door will open eh. But you don't know your door if you stop walking. Parang, what if the door for you was meant to be at the 8th kilometer? Nandun pala yung perfect detour for you, but you gave up by the fifth kilometer. And, alam mo yun? So, ayun.
You mentioned that those who stand out are the ones who stayed long enough. And that phrase or that sentence is already a story on its own because it says a lot about sustainability. Like, you can be consistent for a short period of time but not sustainable in the long run. And that's such a beautiful reminder for everyone listening right now. So, Denise, right now, I want to dive deeper naman about your passion for music, no? So, you, kanina pa natin siya nababanggit, but ngayon, this is your opportunity to talk about your new single, Overthink. So, I listened to it just earlier and na-realize ko na iba nga talaga siya sa iba mong mga kanta na ni-release before. Like, it's more quirky, it's more fun, it's full of color, actually, kung papakinggan mo, but the title, Overthink, medyo ironic siya, no? That's just from my perspective as a listener. But right now, I want to give you that opportunity. Can you tell us more about your new single, Overthink, and what inspired you to create it?
Actually, Overthink, I've mentioned earlier, was written in 2015 pa. So I was really young before. Tapos, we actually recorded the instrumental. I think 2019 pa.
Wow.
And actually, we recorded this even before we finished Arawat Buwan. And Arawat Buwan was released early 2020, diba? Kasi it wasn't meant talaga. Overthink, it was about happy crushes, puppy love. And I felt like it was a rare instance for me to be quirky and happy. And I wanted to remember that na parang kasing lahat ng mga kanta ko, parang sobrang ano eh. Parang ano ba, girl, like na lang malungkot. Kaya mo yan. Which is a reality naman, di ba? Kasi writing nga for me was therapeutic, ganyan. So Overthink is actually something na never ko talaga in-intend to release. So, we couldn't decide on how to go with Arawat Buwan because there was so much pressure to make it better. Kasi, everybody liked that song. Sa mga friends ko. So, parang we were trying so many things tapos parang hindi nag-work. So, sabi ko sa friend ko, you know what? I have this song. Parang gusto mo nang parang like icebreaker. Something fun lang. Kasi we've been doing Just Got Home, di ba? And then, I have these other songs na hindi ko pa na-release na medyo ganun din yung vibe. Sabi ko, let's have fun kaya. Like, okay, I have this song. So, it's about a happy crush. Kasi nakakrush ako sa hindi ko nakadumulas, di ba? So, nakakrush ako sa isang person na niya alam, nakrush ko siya dati. Tapos like, wala lang, cute lang siya, bet ko, ganun. It's for a change. Nagsulat ako about something so petty. And I'm so proud. Kasi parang normal na yung poetic. Ewan ko, sa akin na, like, kaya, di ba, Just Got Home, medyo may effect siya na parang different wording, different explaining of life.
Yes.
Overthink is really like, parang nagsulat ng parang mga Britney songs, ganun. Feeling ko, like, alam mo yung straightforward, sketchy. Yeah. Sobrang proud ko noon. Nakakatawa. Like, dati pag tinatanong ako, what's your most, what song are you proudest of? Sabihin ko lagi, Overthinks. Papakinggan nila, huh? Parang, hindi naman siya baba, malalim ah. Precisely. Parang feeling ko, I went out of my comfort zone. Na, alam mo yung default mo na, usually, you would be afraid to write something about something so shallow. Pag poetry sa school, palaliman ng words. Alam mo yun? So parang feeling ko, when I wrote Overthink, tapos sobrang simple ng words. Mm-hmm. Tapos parang feeling ko, kit-kit niya, gano'n. Sabi ko parang, I'm so proud. Like, oh my gosh, parang I was able to let go of the depth din. So parang masaya siya. Pero very, may mga complexities pa din siya, di ba? So, sabi ko sa friend ko, like, oh, break tayo sa araw at ba't kay Archie? Sabi ko, Archie, ding. Yeah. Tapos, itong song na to. Sabi ko, it's about a happy crush. Sabi ko, and, ano, pianist kasi siya eh. So parang sabi ko, ang vision ko dito is theater. Sabi niya, huh? Sabi ko, theater? Sabi ko, kasi di ba sa theater, you, pag nanonood ka mo, ang totoo yung set. Pero alam mo namang fake. Everything so magnified and like production value. And na-feel ko na nagkaka-crush ako noon. Ganon. Parang like, real, latag carpet. Ganyan. Like, naka-crown ako. At na-imagine ko talaga na everything so colorful.
What a metaphor.
Diba? Pag may crush ka, everything's like, you live in this world na akala mo mukhang totoo. Like, bet niya rin ako. Kasi like, umupo siya sa tabi ko, like, tapos nag-stay siya ng mga 10 seconds. Usually 3 lang, pero nag-10 siya today. Siguro crush din niya ako. Totoo yun, di ba? Ganun naman, di ba? Kapag may bet ka. So, sabi ko, gusto kong mapakita yun. Gusto kong laruin natin. Kasi parang, at least it's not, parang siyang exercise. Like, let's do like a song na very theatrical because yun yung naisip kong great metaphor to express. And then I want it sarcastic. Kasi I'm really a sarcastic person. So parang, so medyo may ano. So kaya yung start is piano lang. Eh. You smile, I overthink it. Kasi, parang so parang nag-audition lang ako. Like, alam mo yun? Tapos bigla, parang ito yung reality. Ganito lang talaga siya. You smile, I overthink it. Tapos, you leave and I drink it. Tapos biyang maingay na. Dami ng elements. Kasi, ayan na, start na yung make-believe world ko. Ito na yung version in my brain.
Oh, I love ganun it. Siya.
So biglang, in my head, lumalabas yung clouds, lumalabas yung kids. Parang in-explain ko yun sa, nakakatawa. In-explain ko yun sa friends ko na parang, ito, ganito siya. Tapos like, yung baseline, si Kim, ginawa ko yun sa guitar, gumawa ko ng parang version na ding, 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 ding. So ko parang gusto ko groovy na, alam mo yung pag, ano na, act 2. Mm-hmm. Parang iba na, ibang scene na. Di ba? Pag nanonood ka ng play, may ibang scene na. So gusto ko, same yung vibe, pero like, ibang scene na. Parang ganun. So mag-re-intro kami, na parang like, okay, act 2. Parang petite pa rin siya, pero ito na. So, may recording kami noon ng mga acoustic ko na parang pinaparinig ko. Hindi ako bassist eh. Pero like, ito yung naririnig kong groove. Parang, pwede pa parang ganito. So, parang my friends, weirdly, we finished it without intending to release it. So, parang everything na I have is, parang tinatry ko lang siyang laruin. So, it was one of the most happy experiences recording. Kasi, yung iba, may pressure eh, na kasi I wanted Arawat Bon to be the first single. Sabi ko parang, baka na maisipin nila, ganito ako, parang Englishera lang ako, so baka dapat Filipino song. Ganun, or like, baka ganyan. Ang dami mo iniisip pag nagpapanik ka. Before.
Right.
So everything was done without any intention of being catchy, was done, but with just having fun with friends. So that we could play together better. And just, bato lang kami ng stuff. So, feeling ko kasi usually, people, yun nga, pag na-interview din ako sa radio, ganyan, they would ask me what it's about. It's really about happy crushes. But I feel like creating it was something else. Mm-hmm. It's like, if I didn't have boundaries, maybe it would go this much. If I was allowed to overthink. Gusto ko din ganun din siya. Para if I was allowed to overthink, how messy could it get? So I wanted the song to have all of that. Even in the bridge. So, siguro for those non-musicians, usually kasi, when you record a song, there's a BPM, yung beats per minute, di ba nakikita niyo yun? Di parang like 190, ganyan. So usually, a song kasi has one beat per minute, meaning ito yung tempo niya. So when you listen to Overthink, bumibilis siya talaga sa bridge. So we had to pause play, binibilisan namin siya kasi I wanted to show the overheating of the brain. Like, tapos hirap na hirap na yung band ko to catch up na parang like, yung mga friends ko sabi nila, parang hassle, ang hirap, uulitin na naman natin. So, hindi, important talaga to. Important na bumibili siya sa bridge. Tapos babalik siya sa normal tempo pagdating mo ng end kasi napagod na ako. Parang alam mo yung pag tumatakbo ka, tapos like, sabi namin yung isip, tapos parang, okay, tapos ako mag-isip. Okay, na-release ko na. Ganun. So overthink is about a happy crush, but overthink is like exploring how much I overthink in sound form din. Kahit na sobrang simple ng lyrics, na parang yung pinaka-simpleng lyrics ko na kanta ever so far. Meron pang iba. Pinipilit nila ako ito. Sabi ko, oh my gosh, sobrang pabebe na. Pero like, ito yung parang pinaka-complex kong arrangement. Kasi may space eh. May space for me to play naman sa background, sa instrumental. Unlike sa other songs ko na kailangan na sa lyrics kasi yung lyrics naman makulit, diba? Parang ang dami sinasabi. So yun, parang overthink is that. It was a mental exercise, literally. Like, it was overthinking it and not overthinking it. Parang ganun siya in the process. So sobrang favorite ko tong song na to. And yun.
Hey, what's up? My name is Alton and I'm pretty sure you're enjoying this podcast and I'm pretty sure you're gonna enjoy mine as well. The name of my podcast is called Life on the Grow. If you want random book recommendations from a mediocre reader, that's me. More life advice, kinda, and a little bit of random conversations. Check out Life on the Grow on Spotify and I'll be there waiting with a beer at hand, of course. Let's keep growing. Let's keep going. Now back to this awesome podcast.
Pwede ba kaming makahingi ng sample?
Oh my gosh. Oh, gusto ko nga. Wait lang. Kukunin ko yung ano.
Oh, go. Live.
Wait lang.
Live here at Kwentuang Pilipina. Denise will be playing her newest song, Overthink.
No, hindi ako ganun ka-ready. Pero nakakatawa kasi. So, actually, I'm gonna release an acoustic version of this. Kasi, feeling ko overwhelming naman talaga yung main track. Pero fun siya. Tapos, wala lang. Kasi, parang hindi man songwriter's version kasi medyo adjusted na din. But, I don't know. I feel like may iba rin effect kapag me and my guitar lang. So,
that's great. Okay. Live here at Kwentuang Pilipina, Denise Lau with her newest song, Overthink.
Bigla eh, no? One, two, three, go. You smile, I overthink it. You blink, I overthink it. You speak, I sink in. You leave and I drink in. Ever since I was a kid, I would ask my sisters what is good. Fell in love with cute boys when I was 10. Now I fall for boys that are like 10. Every time I try to act mature, they say it's not in my nature. And now I'm singing a love song like I'm 10, but I was 22, which makes it sadder than you. Playing detective, I'm playing spy. I'm playing cat while you're playing dog. And when you smile, I overthink it. You blink, I overthink it. And you speak, I sink in. You leave, and I drink in. So yun.
Ang ganda!
That's like a short version.
Yes, please stream Overthink. Alam mo ngayon na mas in-explain mo yung message niya, kung paano niya siya kinurate. I feel like mas na-appreciate ko rin siya as a listener. And I really hope our listeners will also stream your music.
Thank you. Actually, I'm releasing yun nga, the acoustic version. Siyempre mas may konti pang flares yun. But para for fun lang, kung if you wanna listen to the lyrics clearer, Yun, kaya ako rin siya nilabas for fun. For fun lang naman lahat.
Looking
so,
forward yun. To it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yung video ba you've seen na? You haven't like
I haven't seen the video yet just on Spotify but I will surely watch it on YouTube kasi yung pagkaka-explain mo ng kung paano siya bumili sa bandang bridge gusto kong maramdaman at makita talaga and visually then on YouTube.
Yeah, kasi the video is we just shot it here. My boyfriend was so sad with me because I was going through so much. Parang I wanted to release it the way I envisioned it. Kasi yun nga sabi ko, sharing storytelling. So parang sinasabi na iba, just drop it, just let the music speak. And I'm like, hindi na natanggap ko na na hindi ako ganun. So yun, my boyfriend said na, you know what? Sige, let's do what you think. Let's do what you want, diba? Let's make that vision happen.
Yeah.
And then he painted the walls.
Wow.
Skim coated everything. Like, kasi pandemic, so we can't have construction people. So what he did was he stepped over and then every weekend he would build the room to make it the studio that you see today, here. And then just making sure na I could be creative. So parang kami lang yun. Parang nagtayo lang ako ng tripod. Tapos naglaro lang kami. If you watch the video, eventually you'll get it. And then, yung mga lahat ng text doon sa Overthink video was my handwriting. So in bond paper yun, sinulat ko isa-isa, and then scan, and then, you know. And my good friends contributed some doodles, like, ng bandmates ko and me, like si Dindi. First time niya mag-share din ng illustrations niya. So,
wow.
Sobrang, it was really, yun. Make sure ko din na nandun yung illustrations ng band friends ko, kasi kaya rin ko siya din nire-release because I wanted to play this one with them live. And I wanted this out pre-pandemic. Totoo lang. But it feels like, alam mo yun, parang may unfinished business ako. Kasi imagine, this was done even before Araw at Buwan. So parang nandun lang siya, di ba? Sitting there and you see a song there na hindi gumagalaw. I mean, talagang literally nasa document ko, mawala ako, pamabura ko pa by accident, di ba? So parang iniisip ko, sige na nga, let's ano it. But, you know, parang my bandmate friends. I mean, they're really friends talaga kasi we're not a formal band. I just call it a band kasi wala naman akong band. Para cool, de joke lang. Nasar ko sila. But they're the same people then behind with me nung Just Got Home. So it was a great journey. I love the music journey because I'm with great people who just really love doing music and exploring with me and being patient with me. So wala. Parang super... Ano lang, parang if you guys watch the video, it is sobrang it's baliw ganun. But it's fun. Like nakakahiya. Sana mo di mawala respeto niya sa akin. But you know,
I can't wait to watch it myself. Denise, thank you so much for being here. You know, just to conclude this episode, I want to share what stayed with me from our kwentuhan. So I think the first one that stayed with me is yung sinabi mo na the self-love challenge to market yourself. To market yourself has become a self-love challenge for you, but the journey, all the journey that you went through made it worth it, as what you said right now. The second one is that you mentioned how you feel whole doing this. And I think that is beautiful because when you are really passionate about something, it just completes you. And naramdaman ko yun nung sinabi mo yun. At sana naramdaman din ng listeners natin. The third one is that there is art in sharing a story, and it is not vain at all. And the last one is that my favorite. Those who stood out are the ones who stayed long enough, because it really resonates with me, and it's telling us na siguro kung hindi mo man siya nararamdaman pa ngayon, no, yung bunga ng mga ginagawa mo, you will just stay long enough. So kayo ba listeners, what stayed with you? Please do not forget to share the podcast to your Instagram stories and tag us at Kwentuhang Pilipina, at Denise Lau Music, and yours truly at Your Sunshine Cleo of What Stayed With You.
anong nanatili sa inyo from our kwentuhan. Also, do not forget to stream Overthink out on all major platforms. So Denise, where can we find you? Where can our listeners see you stream your music?
If you guys want to listen to what Cleo liked, just got home. No, sorry, that recommended by Cleo. Soon tayo sa approved by the podcast. So just got home, Overthink. They're all online. They're on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube Music. There are also videos online of that. So you guys could look through it. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm on TikTok, but I'm not active. But I will be. I've said this for the fourth time, siguro this week. Na. But alam mo yon? I always say it, manifest. But yeah. Ayon. So you guys could message me, and it would be amazing to let me know if your team just got home or team. Joke. There's always that joke, kasi na team just got home, team I wrote. But and I hope you guys listen, give my music a chance. Like, you know, there's a hodgepodge. There's a lot of stuff there. Like 5 different things, totally different sounds, and they're all me, and I hope you guys would appreciate the work we put behind it. Ayun. So thank you so much po, and don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube in case you guys like a random video that
Yay. Also guys, please join us on our Facebook group Kwentuang Pilipina Community, at doon natin ituloy itong kwentuan. Once again, it is Kwentuang Pilipina Community on Facebook. Special thanks to our managing editor Aliana Patrimonio, and this podcast is brought to you by Hiraya Pilipina and Podcast Network Asia. This has been your Sunshine Cleo, and I will be back for more kwentuan every Monday on major podcast platforms. So please do not forget to follow us on Spotify, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, Kwentuhang Pilipina.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.